Farrell's win by fall in the semifinals. He's back in the state championship.
Left side, Davis will pop it to the corner. Davis with the kill. Huron at match point.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJZ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
McNeil back in now. First and 10, wants the pass. Looking. Throws deep. He's got a man wide open. Lion Decker. Touchdown. He took a shot and caught it. Huron's got 4 seconds to work with. Hilton Hines weaves through traffic. Shot off at the buzzer. Count it! Hilton Hines beats the buzzer!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Long rebound out. Elwine has it with 5-4 to go, and he'll dunk it to end it.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan Singer Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Brian Davidson, State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The South Dakota Attorney General Office. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Gary Zell Auto Glass. Glass and windshield repair and replacement. Sun Gold Sports. Center Plaza, downtown Huron. Huron Eye Clinic, serving all your eye care needs. And Olympic Motors, sales and service in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way. Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson. Dakota Land Feeds, providing animal feed directly to our farmers and producers. Elwine Brothers Distributing. TV Sports, of course, downtown Huron. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. And Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Godfather's Pizza, chicken and pizza buffets 7 days a week. Adams Quick Lube on Dakota Avenue North, instant oil changes. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, full service, natural wellness care. ProClean Plus, cleaning and janitorial supplies. Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits. Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes come first. Dairy Queen in Huron, what's your favorite blizzard? And the Norby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And good evening, the Huron Arena tonight for Huron Tiger Volleyball and Huron Homecoming Coronation 2024. Good crowd has filed in already, and we're getting set for volleyball first, Huron and Yankton, and then Coronation to follow. Yankton struggling so far this season. A couple of things go into that. They're at 1-9. And they only have two girls back that played any type of varsity experience last year. Plus, they played every team already that's in the top five of the AA poll. So it's been a tough goal for an inexperienced team. They're looking to get a little momentum here in what is going to be kind of the end of a stretch of a lot of games in a short amount of time for Huron. Huron's been off for 6 days, haven't played since last Tuesday. When they lost at Watertown, Huron comes in at 3-4. Still working on the offense and the blocking. Those are the two points they concentrated on here over practice the last week, and they're hoping to pay dividends tonight. Talk with both coaches, Taylor Stacy, head coach of Yankton, and, of course, our own Josh Lane will talk to Coach Stacy next after this. Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Huron Tiger Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our ESD volleyball matchup tonight here at the Huron Arena. Coronation for Huron Tiger homecoming as well. Huron hosting Yankton in volleyball tonight. Yankton comes in with a record of 1-9. Second-year coach Taylor Stacey joins us here. And, Coach, 1-9, you knew there'd be a few lumps because of a combination of a few things. One, only two returning girls I had any time last year. And I think you've played everybody in the top five already.
Yeah, it's been a really tough start to our season. And like you said, we have a young team, new players on our court, and so it's just getting used to each other and getting used to playing with each other.
You know, and that's the thing, sometimes that mesh takes a while, especially if they haven't had a lot of court time together prior to last month.
Yes, and it's been a struggle with all the losses we've had against these good teams. It's hard to get into our own groove, and so we're hoping that sooner or later we'll get into that groove.
Tell us some of the strengths of this team, and I'm sure, like you said, it's still kind of a learning situation.
Yep, so the strengths, I mean, we have two returners, Olivia Dimmer, our middle, and then Jade Jerry, our sophomore, outside. And so those two kind of bring the experience with it, but the biggest strength that our team has is our energy and our fight that we have. Even though we're down by a lot in some of the matches we've had, these girls fight hard, and they fight together, and sometimes we do have somewhat of a comeback. And so that's the biggest thing, biggest strength in our team this year is how well they work together and how well they fight together.
And not only that, you're playing a lot of girls right now too.
Yeah, we play nearly our entire bench. We have a lot of players that are versatile, and so we need to get them in. And we have girls that play best in the back row, and so that's where they're at, and some girls that play best in the front row, and so we just need to have our best lineup out there.
And we mentioned your schedule where you played a lot of top five teams, and you've just been playing a lot of volleyball, period, here the last week and a half.
It's been a really busy week, and so, I mean, this weekend we got a little bit of a rest, and so hopefully they're ready to go tonight.
Huron Tigers, I think they're probably doing the same method of operation when you were playing for the Watertown Arrows not that long ago.
Yeah, for sure. I know we can expect some hard servers, and so we're going to be ready on our passing game.
And I'm sure, just to wrap it up, September for you is just get the mesh, see what rotations work best, and then be playing your best come October.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're figuring out some things that jive for us, and that's what we need right now, and so hopefully we'll get some wins coming up.
Taylor Stacey, head coach of Yankton, will take this time out on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree.
Go, Coach Lean, in three,
here on
two,
Canadian
and
campus
one.
Offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Community support on the Huron Tiger Moment. Bill Plummer was a longtime sports editor and city editor at the Plainsman from 1931 to 1967. Working for then known as the Daily Plainsman, Plummer was an active supporter of the Tigers and also the Huron community. Bill Plummer was inducted into the Huron High School Hall of Fame in 1997.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Getting set for our volleyball duel tonight, Huron Tigers hosting the Yankton Gazelles. Rare Monday night matchup here at the Huron Arena. Coach Josh Lean is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. We know the construction is going on, but they are open regular hours, and they'll feed you tonight at the scoreboard. Coach, 3-4 on the season now. We've had almost a week off here from Watertown. Noah, your main concern coming out of Watertown, it was ball distribution. Let's keep the, you know, keep the other team guessing, and I'm sure that's what the work was here over the last few practices.
Yeah, it absolutely was. We've got to make sure that we're getting all of our hitters involved, and our setters are tracking, they're disciplined. We spent a lot of time this weekend talking about creating a priority list in your head about who should get the ball next and where the defense is and what we need to do to try to score against it. So we definitely focused on that, but I can't take our attention off of we really wanted to continue to work on our block at the net. We were doing a good job of our timing was good. We were up. We just weren't necessarily pressing against Watertown. And so we spent a lot of time working on getting our hands over the net. And I think hopefully tonight against, you know, Yankton, we're going to be able to see an improvement in that world as well.
Yeah, when Yankton comes in, they are an inexperienced team. Really only two girls that played any type of varsity minutes last year. So, you know, they're 1-9 on the season, but they've also, I think, played everybody in the top five of the poll. So they've had a tough schedule, and that with a young team, kind of tough to deal with.
That is, yeah. They're not going to go away. They're not going to go away easy, right? And they do everything they can to make sure Olivia and Jade are involved in their offense because those two are very explosive. Jade's going to hit a bunch of volleyballs from the outside pin in our defense. You know, we spent a lot of time getting our eyes to see that outside pin this week and making sure our defense is aligned where we give ourselves a best chance to keep that ball off the floor. And of course, you know, then Dimmer out of the middle, she's a little bit more explosive, but they, you know, obviously to get your middle of the ball, you've got to be in system. And so our best defense against her is to simply serve lights out. And if we serve aggressive, we'll keep their setter off the net, and that'll take Olivia kind of out of the match completely in our minds. And again, I think I told you this before this interview, if we can figure out how to serve like we did against Watertown, very aggressive, very disciplined, we're going to go ahead and try to just serve the Yankton team kind of out of this gym and make it a game where they've only got one hitting option, and then that's going to allow our defense a chance to jump on that.
And finally, it's the beginning of homecoming week, not the favorite week for any head coach, but I guess the main thing is, I'm sure you already said in the locker room, we need our focus on Yankton and nothing else.
Yeah, the next couple hours, right, on the Gazelles from Yankton, because it's easy to get lost in homecoming, and sometimes as a kind of an old disciplined Army guy for a head coach, you forget that kids are kids and they want to have fun too. And in homecoming week, we want to encourage that. But at the end of the, whenever the ball falls and we hopefully get a win here tonight against Yankton, then they can go focus on coronation. And we got girls on our floor that are going to go get dressed up. They're on the royalty court. They're in the student council. So I'm really excited for them for that. But at the end of this thing, we've got to focus now on getting a win against Yankton. And then we can let the night follow on with homecoming activities. So they also have to remember that based on the chaos of homecoming week, we're turning around for a morning practice tomorrow. And so I don't know how excited they're going to be about that, but we've got to get our work in before a bus ride on Thursday down to Harrisburg. But that's my job to look at that, not theirs. So we're really going to focus the next couple hours on Yankton.
Josh Lean, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. Again, our Tiger coach is brought to you by the scoreboard downtown here on Community Campus Timeout on Dakota Sports.
Marlena and the entire crew of the scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Barn Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows.
Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tiger Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Trenton Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sam A. Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero. Paige Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter. Kimnan Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgen, 15, DS, senior. Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter.
Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore.
Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior.
Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior.
Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior. Karen Kess, number 21, DS.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And a good evening. We're back at the Huron Arena. Here's the lineups. Here's we're moving quickly after we're behind schedule as both JV and sophomore went to three sets. Yankton Gazelles 1-9. Head coach Taylor Safety, Madeline Smith, libero sophomore, Kaylor Llewellyn, junior setter, Jocelyn Pearson, junior right side and outside. Cheyenne Rubidoux is a senior right side. Olivia Dimmer, senior middle. Grace Gutzman is a junior outside. Haley Wortman, sophomore defensive specialist. Isabella Kerner, senior middle. Berkeley Olson, sophomore right side outside. Elena Nelson, sophomore setter. And Jade Jerry, a sophomore outside. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Josh Lean. Reagan Bischoff is a freshman setter. Jency Gergen, a junior setter. Samantha Meg Moradeth, senior middle. Chloe Carr, junior middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf, senior middle right side. Hilton Hines, junior libero. Maddie Jurgens is a senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, senior right side. Addie Knight, sophomore outside. Allie Davis, junior outside. Haley Rogers, junior defensive specialist. That is the lineups here as we are ready to play volleyball. Again, running a little behind schedule due to JV and sophomore. We'll get to those scores. In fact, we're running almost 25 minutes behind schedule. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game, R1, the up official is Robin Hartley. R2, the down official, Sandy Nagebauer, Stephanie Jetlin, and Shar Sarda are the line judges. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Ready to go, and here's the opening serve, Jency Gergen. Yankton works it to the middle. They'll just tip with Dimmer. Set for Meg Moradeth, slams it to the corner, and a quick 1-0 lead for Huron as Samantha Meg Moradeth swatted one right to the corner. Nobody home, 1-0, and Jency Gergen set to serve again for the Tigers. Floats a short one this time. Coming up to get it was Olson. Bad pass, and they won't get across the net. 2-0. The Pass was off that time for Yankton, and Huron off to a quick 2-0 lead. Good student section tonight. They're, for the most part, wearing various jerseys tonight. Gergen with the serve. Serve received back row, Wortman. They'll go off right side, cross court, played by Knight, saved by Gergen, and Knight will punch it across. Set in the middle, the hit, and goes wide right. Was there a touch? No, there was not. 3-0 Huron. That was Kerner with the hit coming off the left side, and Huron off to a quick 3-0 lead in set one. Gergen serves to the corner, serve received to Olson. Set it off to the left, cross court, right to Hines. Back set, here comes Dreyer. She'll punch it too long. Hitting air Huron, and Yankton on the board. It's 3-1. Yankton will serve with Elena Nelson. 3-1, we're just underway, getting about a 20-minute-plus late start here at the arena. Serve received, back row Knight. Here's the set, the tip across by Dreyer. Nice dig by Yankton. They'll tip it back. Huron can set it up, back set. Here comes Dreyer again, off the back row player, shanked by Smith. Aurora Dreyer with the kill, and Huron goes up 4-1. Subbing in and serving will be Kirsten DeGeest. She's got the serving specialist role for this first set. Puts it back row, serve receive Yankton, punch ahead. Here's the tip over the block, dug out by Dreyer, going to be pushed across by Gergen. And then a bad pass towards the net. Yankton just not getting their offense set up. It's really starting for Yankton with the passing from the back. They're not really on target. Give a kill to Jency Gergen. 5-1 lead here early on for Huron. DeGeest again with the serve. Keep momentum going. Floater back row. Serve received for Gutzman. Left side hit. Tip. Nice dig by Hines. Back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit. Cross court. Yankton with the dig. Smith sends it ahead. Tipped across by Yankton. Pass ahead by Hines. Left side. Davis puts it to the corner. Yankton with the dig. Set to the right off the top of the net. Four-hit attack. And here on up 6-1. Again, Yankton's just struggling to get into their offense. Their serve receive is struggling to get the pass where they want to, and that was one thing Coach Lean stressed during the pregame. He wants us to serve like we did against Watertown, and there's an overpass, an ace for Hilton Hines, misplayed in the back row. Here on up quickly, 7-1, or DeGeest, excuse me, with the ace. Yankton going to use an early timeout, an ace for Kirsten DeGeest, and here on up 7-1 in set one. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org. Because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Timeout by Yankton as Huron has stretched the lead to 7-1. DeGeest with the serve. Serve received back row Smith, and nobody there. Smith got it and just shot it straight up by the end line. Then nobody else made a move, and Yankton just, again, just struggling with the communication. That's two aces for Kirsten DeGeest as Huron riding some momentum. DeGeest puts it back into the corner. Serve received that time, Workman. They'll set it up left side through the block, and Yankton breaks that Huron run. Give the kill to Berkeley Olson. First kill of the set for Yankton, 8-2. Huron with the lead. Checking in to serve and playback row for Yankton is Jocelyn Pearson. And checking into the front row is Jade Jerry. The ball is going to go to Jade Jerry a lot for her three rotations in the front. Serve back row to Hines. Back set, here's Dreyer off that right pin. Blocked by Jerry and an illegal hit going to be called on Dreyer. And Yankton a couple of points in a row and they're within 8-3. It looked like it was blocked at least by Jerry, but they aren't putting a block up for her on the board. Yankton serving again with Pearson. Back row, it's Hines. Here's the set across Davis this time. Left side, punches it through the block. Allie Davis with the answer for Huron. It's 9-3. Already, four different girls have a kill for Huron, and that's what they're looking to do is spread that ball around. On to serve for the Huron Tigers is Haley Rogers. And she texts in for Meg Moradeth. Serve received, back row handled by Pearson. Back set, going to go right side this time, way long. Hitting air by Berkeley Olson, and Huron up 10-3 in set one. Rogers will serve, look to keep momentum going for the Huron Tigers. Big crowd here, and they're feeding off the enthusiasm. Shanked in the back row by Smith. That's an ace for Rogers. Huron up 11-3. Huron getting good production off the bench there with the serving. Rogers with an ace. DeGeest has two. 11-3 Huron. Rogers serves into the net. Point back to Yankton. It's 11-4. And now Huron can rotate Hines back into the back row in that orange libero. Huron wearing black with orange numbers and letters, white shoulders. Yankton wearing red with black numbers and letters and a little white trim. Serve dug out in the back row by DeGeest, and then Yankton trying to get under on the dig. Just had two girls come together. DeGeest is going to get the kill off that, 12-4. Kirsten DeGeest has had herself a nice first set, two aces. And a kill, 12-4 Huron. Now it's another ace for Huron as just checking in, Maddie Juergens, and she punches the ace set right in front of a Yankton player. Huron serving aggressively. That's four aces for Huron in this first set. A high short one, too short as it hit the top of the net. Second service error for Huron. 13-5, Huron on top. Into the front row for Yankton is Cheyenne Rubidoux. Serving for Yankton, Llewellyn. Serve receive, Hines. Quick set across, up the middle, and shanked into the scorer's table. Quick set kill for Jincy Gergen. Huron back up, 14-5. Gergen with her second kill, that off the quick set. Knight checks in to play front row. Addie had been playing all around, but after an ankle injury last week, just been mainly playing front row. Yankton will set, coming off the right side, and the hit goes long, hitting air by Jerry. And Huron up 15-5 in set one. Huron just riding momentum, and Yankton really struggling on serve receive. Huron. Half the equation on serve receive is controlling the ball and getting the pass to go where you want. And serve is short by Allie Davis. It's 15-6. Half of the points for Yankton have come on here on serving errors. Three now in this set. On to serve for Yankton is Haley Wortman. Wortman will send it to the corner. Davis. Bumped ahead by Hines. Going to be a free ball by Chloe Carr. Pops it back row. Yankton trouble with the pass again. They'll just free ball it. Juergens from the back row. Gergen comes out to get it. Set it over to Knight. Overpass blocked, and Knight can't get it off the second hit. I think Addie couldn't tell if it was going to go over the net or not, and she wanted to tip it before it went over and then just got herself a little out of position. 15-7. Huron's lead at 8. Yankton serves, serve received Juergens. Gergen with the set, punched across by Carr. Quick set back by Yankton. Yankton now has control. Go off to the right side and back row. Juergens shanks it. Huron can't get to it. That'll be a kill for Rubidoux. Her first, 15-8. Yankton has scored three unanswered points. That's their best run here in set one. And Wortman looks to keep the momentum going for Yankton. Wortman sends it back row. Too long. First service error for Yankton. A little limbo action in the back row by Maddie Juergens as she let that sail over her head. And Huron gets the serve back. It's Hilton Hines. 16-8 Huron, set one. Serve receive back row. Set, they set it up in the middle and into the net. Yankton finally got it set up, and then Dimmer just put it right into the net. Error by Yankton, and Huron up 17-8 here in set one. Hines again with the serve. Shoots it back row. Again, Yankton struggling with the serve receive as Smith shanks that one. Another ace for Huron, this one for Hines, and Huron up 10-18-8. Yankton's going to burn their second and final timeout here of set one. Huron up 10. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Here's a West provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on up 18-8 here in set one as they just opened up, got things rolling early. They've served aggressively. Yankton has struggled on the serve receive. Yankton's burned both timeouts now as Hilton Hines serves to the Yankton Gazelles. Pops it back row, low. Overpass going to be knocked back by Meg Moradeth. Overpass from the back row. That set up Sam in the front row. Meg Moradeth picks up her second kill. 19-8. Here and up by 11. Biggest lead in the set. Hines serves, and that will drop right in front of Smith for the ace. Another ace for Hilton Hines. Trying to count up the aces real quickly. Huron with six aces here in set one. Huron up by a dozen. Servo goes over to the corner. That one handled by Wortman. Set to the left. Dimmer with the hit. Block. Now Dimmer with the tip. Dimmer, a good job of staying with it. Meng Moradeth was able to block it. That was Gutzman. Gutzman stayed with it after Meng Moradeth got the block. She tipped it back over, gets the kill. Yankton breaks that Huron run. That was a 5-0 run by Huron. Serve received Davis. Back set. Meg Moradeth, right side. Pops it back row. Handled by Wortman. Back set. Right side hit. Tigers get a block on it. Off the net. Third hit. And will be hit over. And Hilton Hines going to be called for the... No, forehead attack for the net. Either way, it's a point for Yankton. It's 20-10 Huron. Not really sure what they called. Huron had the ball way out of position, I'll say that. And Yankton trying to get some momentum back with Dimmer serving to the corner. There's Juergens. Set. The hit by Meg Moradeth to the corner. Yankton digs it out from the middle. There's the little tip. Dug out. Saved by Hines. Third hit will be free balled by Gergen. Good hustle by Huron. Got to get back play defense. There's the block by Meg Moradeth. Yankton staying with it. They'll free ball again, blocked by Meg Moradeth. Dug out by Knight. Quick set by Gergen and shanked in the middle. Campfire shot by Jency Gergen. Huron goes up 21-10. Gergen with three kills here in the first set. And Huron up 21-10. Gergen to serve for Huron as Dreyer back into the front row for Huron. Send it back to the corner and shanked, and Yankton won't get it across. Was not handled cleanly by Gutzman and then just kind of got battered around from there. I'm going to give the ace to Gergen. Here on up 22-10 in set one. Gergen puts it to the corner and, oh, rolls over. Yankton played it. Would have been out, but they do get it across. Gergen sets. Here's Dreyer up and nails it down. That time, the timing was perfect between Gergen and Dreyer. Aurora with her second kill, and here on 2 points away, here at 23-10. Gergen serves it off the top of the net, staying with it that time. Gutzman, here's the hit from the middle off a Huron player. That'll be a kill for Kerner, her first. 23-11. Huron on top of Yankton. Checking into the front row for Yankton is Berkeley Olson, and back to serve is Elena Nelson. Nelson sends it right to Hines. Set by Gergen across Meg Mordeth off the left side. Popped up in the air, chased down by Nelson. Free ball to cross by Yankton. Gergen will set it in the middle. Meg Mordeth has a block, saved by Davis. Back set, Dreyer coming off that right side, goes long. Dreyer tried the cross-court shot, but just way too much on it. 23-12, here on 2 points away here in set one. Remember, Coronation will follow. We'll stay on the air. Put that on as well. Serve to the corner, Davis. Here's the bump. Meg Moradeth, left side, punches it back row. Yankton digs it out. Set to the left. The hit up the middle. Nice dig by Knight. And Dreyer just going to have to free ball it back row. Yankton gets control of it. Right side, back row, dug out by Gergen. And quick set across by Hines, and too much on it. Hitting air puts Yankton back within 10 at 23-13. Yankton serving again with Elena Nelson. Serve receive Hines. Back set, right side hit. Knight cross court. Eats up the back row. Knight with her first kill. And we're at set point here on at 24-13. First kill for Addie Knight. And one, two, three, five different girls have a kill here in the first set. That's exactly what Coach Lean was wanting on the attacks. 24-13 set point. DeGeese serving for Huron. Back row serve received to Gutzman. Set it over to the right cross court, and we have Huron in the net. We'll go to set point two, and Yankton now controls the serve at 24-14. Serving for Yankton, Jocelyn Pearson. Jerry into the front row for Yankton. Serve receive, back row Hines. Track down to the left, Davis up the middle. Nice dig over there by Pearson. Jerry just going to have to free ball it to Hines. From the net, the set, Meg Mordeth punches it through the block. Yankton, a nice dig. And again, they'll free ball it, back row Hines. Here's Gergen, back set, going to be two-hand tip by Dreyer. Yankton gets to it. Back set, right side it, cross court to Hines. Long volley, set for Davis, off balance, off the pin. And it's still set point, but Yankton stays alive at 24-15. That puts us at set point four, if I'm counting that right. Jocelyn Pearson to serve for the Gazelles of Yankton. In the corner, it's Davis, set in the middle. Meg Mordeth hit, blocked, and Yankton can't dig it out. And Huron takes set one, 25-15 on the Meg Mordeth kill. 25-15, Huron takes set one. We'll take this timeout, sponsored by Huron Community Campus. $40 credit hours available to get your generals out of the way at Huron Community Campus. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forrish a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We move to set two, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, scoreboard update here on take set one, 25-15. JV, Huron won that one, 21-25, 25-23, 15-11. Sophomore goes to Yankton, 25-19, 25-27, 16-14. Kurtz Heating and Cooling, scoreboard update. We open set two with a service error by Yankton. It's Haley Wertman put it into the net. And here on a 1-0 lead, and Jency Gergen to serve for the Tigers. Gergen pops it to the corner. Serve received, Gutzman. Back set. Here's the tip over. Return by Dreyer. Yankton can set it up again. Go off to the left side. And, oh, that might have went out, but Hilton Hines made a play on it. Might have been touched at the net, too. But we are tied at one. And give the kill for Yankton to a Gutzman, and that is her second kill, one in each set. On to serve for Yankton is Jocelyn Pearson. Pearson sends it long. Back-to-back service errors for Yankton to open up this second set. They had one in the first set, now have two here on their first two serves of the second. Kirsten DeGeest in to serve. She played... served well in the first set, a pair of aces. Got a kill, too, on a dig. Serves it back row. Serve receives Smith. Here's the set going off left side. The hit goes long, but a touch going to be called on Huron. And we're tied at two. So kill off that left side by Yankton. Didn't see who got that for sure. The libero, Madeline Smith, to serve for Yankton. Put it to the corner to Davis. Here's the setup of the middle. Mangmora death and hits it into the net. Yankton has their first lead at 3-2 in set two. First lead of the night. So Yankton trying to build some momentum as Madeline Smith will serve to the corner. There's Davis. Set, and Mangmora death punches it. Can't get it across. The pass was a little high. Gergen was trying to get the set off and stay off the net. This time it's Huron struggling with the serve, receive, and pass. 4-2 lead for Yankton. And Madeline Smith again on the serve for the Gazelles. Corner, there's Davis. Here's the set back to Allie. Her hit off the left side, top of the net. And they say four-hit attack, no block. And Yankton's up 5-2. Yankton on a 4-0 run. And it's been mainly mistakes by Huron that have given him the lead. Smith will serve again. Smith to the corner. There's Davis. And then nobody goes for the ball. Dreyer saves it. And boy, they do get it across. Good hustle by Dreyer. Set to the left. Jerry with the hit. Drills it to the corner. First time Yankton's really been able to set up Jade Jerry tonight. Gets her first kill. And Yankton off to a 6-2 lead. And a 5-0 run in set two after Huron controlled that first set beginning to end. Madeline Smith again on the serve for Yankton. Back row, serve receive Hines. Pass ahead, Davis. It's going to be a free ball by Dreyer. Yankton can set it up again. Set in the middle, the tip back row, and double hit called on Yankton. Fortunate break for Huron because that was going to be a kill otherwise for Yankton. Huron breaks the Yankton run at 6-3. Haley Rogers on to serve for Huron. Chloe Carr has checked into the front row for the black and orange and white. Rogers with the serve. Top of the net. Oh, nice dig back row by Pearson. Free ball to cross. Bump to the left. Here's Davis with the hit through the block. Yankton stays with it. Shank it. They do get it across. Durgan from the net for Carr. Carr puts it into the net. Boy, they had it set up perfect, and Chloe just, I don't know if she hit it on the way up, but hit it into the net. Yankton up 7-3 in set two. Kaylor Llewellyn serving for Yankton.
Llewellyn serving.
As I believe Hines just came in back in her libero position. Serve received Davis, bump, and Davis going to hit off that left side, taps it back row. Smith is there. Set to the left, the tip by Jerry goes long. Was there a touch? There was not. Hitting air, Yankton. And here I'm back within three at 7-4. Alexis Ziegeldorf going to check in for Huron. And in for the first time is Reagan Bischoff. She will serve. Probably means more to me than more to Reagan, but Reagan is my first second-generation Huron Tiger. I did her parents' games when they were in high school. Now Reagan is my first second-generation Tiger, and she delivers an ace. It's like she somehow knew. Reagan Bischoff delivers an ace, and Huron back within 7-5. And when I got a second-generation Tiger playing, that just means I'm old. Serve into the net. Service error. Huron really hasn't been able to get any momentum going to this point. So an ace, then a service error for Bischoff. 8-5, Yankton leading. And Haley Wertman will serve for the Gazelles. I believe Bischoff will be taking over setting duties now. Serve to Davis. Bischoff with the set over to Ziegeldorf. Her hit taps it back row, dug out by Wertman. Set the hit, and Tigers block it, but out of bounds. That'll be a kill for Gutzman. Nice set that time by Llewellyn, and Yankton up 9-5 in set two. Wertman with the serve. Serve received Davis. Bischoff back set to Allie. She'll hit it cross court. Oh, just missed. Very close call. Coach Lean shaking his head yes, saying that was out. And Yankton up 10-5. Wertman with the serve again for the Gazelles to Davis. Bischoff with the quick set across. Yankton kind of shakes it, gets control, hits off the left side, dug out by Hines. Set up ahead. Davis, she'll just tip to the corner. Wertman there to take control of it. Yankton will free ball to the corner, and nobody there, and they can't get it off. That time a miscommunication between Hines and Bischoff. And it's 11-5. Yankton up by 6. Dimmer was a little confused, thinking she had to rotate back to serve, but she's still in the front row. And Wertman is still serving. Davis on serve, receive, set in the middle, punched by Carr, blocked back at the net by Yankton. That was Dimmer with the block kill, and Yankton up 12-5. Yankton doing to Huron in set two what Huron did to Yankton in set one. Timeout Huron. Huron Community Campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Huron using a timeout as Yankton. Huron led 1-0 and 2-1. Another net. Yankton has controlled this second set much the way Huron controlled the first set. Huron never trailed in the first set and winning 25-15. Huron making some mistakes, and Tigers using a few different combinations to see if they can get something to work here. And off the Huron timeout, Workman will serve. Back row to Davis. Bischoff will set to Carr. Her hit, block, punch back by Yankton. Yankton blocking well here in the second set. Tip again, blocked back by Yankton. I believe that was Dimmer with the block kill. And Yankton is pulling away already, up 13-5 in set two. Wertman with the serve. Back row. Hines handles that. Set across to Ziegeldorf. Her hit punches it back row long. Hitting air. 14-5. Yankton up by 9. Here I'm going to sub in again. Kyla Pesky is going to try some front row for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row handled by Hines. Set by Bischoff, right side, and Davis puts it into the back row. Saved by Smith, hit, Tigers get a block on it. Bischoff sets, here's Davis, left side, back row, and off of Smith. And Yankton was in the net, still going to be a kill for Davis because it came off the back row player. First kill of the second set for the Huron Tigers. They have a lot of work to do, down 8 here in set 2. Maddie Juergens to serve for Huron. Into the net. That's not how you get momentum. Yankton back up by 9, 15-6. Second service error on Huron in set 2. Olivia Dimmer will serve for Yankton as they have controlled this second set. And that one goes long, so we swap service errors. Dimmer goes way long. 15-7 Yankton. Third service error on Yankton. That's almost half of Huron's points here in the second set. Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Hilton sends it to the corner. Handling that, Gutzman. Set in the middle, the tip across. Dug out by Juergens. Set to the left, the hit by Knight. Dug back out, hit across. Huron getting control, will be free balled by Pesky. Yankton gets control, go off to the right side. They tip, somebody hit the net, it was Huron. Net call on Huron. Yankton back up by 9, 16-7. Yankton brings in 2. In to serve for Yankton is Elena Nelson, and checking into the front row is Berkeley Olson. Serve to the corner. Knight is there. Bischoff sets back 2. Knight, her hit off bounce. Blocked but out. Give the kill to Knight. 16-8. Huron trails by 8. Second kill for Addie Knight. One in each set. Dreyer back into the front row for Huron, and Gergen in. She'll serve and continue her setting duties, kind of going with a 6-2 lineup. Two setters now for Huron. Juergen puts it back into the corner. Set by Llewellyn. The hit left side. Cross the net. Dug out by Knight. Set for Dreyer. She's just going to have to free ball it up the middle. Yankton digs it out. Set to the left, the hit off the top of the net. Hines hesitated and can't get it to get in. She hesitated, then went to it late and hit it out of bounds across the net. 17-8. Yankton in control of this second set. Serving for Yankton, Jocelyn Pearson. And Jay Jerry into the front row for the Gazelles. Back row serve, receive Hines. Set, here's Meg Mordeth. Punches it, finds the line, just tipped it to an open spot. 17-9, Meg Mordeth has 4 kills to lead Huron in that category. Davis into the front row as Juergens leaves the floor, and DeGeest on to serve for the Huron Tigers. 17-9, Yankton is led just about this entire second set. Serve to the corner. Jerry goes down to get it. Overpass. Slam back. But Meg Mordeth hit the net on the foul through. It was an overpass. Just what you asked for. And Meg Mordeth hit the net. Trying to slam it back. 18-9. Yankton back up by 9. Serving for Yankton. Madeline Smith. Libero. Goes back row. DeGeest on serve, receive, set. Dreyer with the hit. Goes up and knocks it straight down right in front of Pearson. 18-10, Aurora Dreyer with the kill. She's got three, first of this set. Haley Rogers on to serve for Huron. This is the rotation where Hilton Hines has to sit out as libero. 18-10, Huron's got a lot of work to do to get back in this set. Serve, back row, and kind of shanked and goes outside the antenna, an ace for Rogers. 18-11, can Huron string some points together? They have not been able to do that in this set. 18-11, second ace of the evening for Haley Rogers. There's the whistle as Rogers prepares to serve back at the basketball baseline. Goes back row, and Pearson gets over to it, passed ahead. Jerry with the tip to the corner, nobody home. Jerry saw the floor well, gets the kill, 19-11 Yankton. Jay Jerry with her second kill. Both have come in this set. Kayla Wellman will serve now, and she'll take over setting duties for, I believe, Berkeley Olson. Took me a while to identify the setters. Serve off the top of the net. Davis, a good job of staying with it. Here's the hit. Carr blocked back. Hines there. Quick set by Gergen right in the campfire hole. Nice dump there by Gergen. She has four kills, first of this set, 19-12. And Bischoff going to check in. She'll serve and take over setting duties. And coming in to play front row for Huron once again is Kyla Pesky. Bischoff, the ninth grader, with the serve, trailing 19-12 in set two. Back row, Smith backpedals, gets it, back set, right side hit, Jerry, and off of Bischoff and into the stands. Jerry slammed that one. It's 20-12 Yankton. Jay Jerry, her third kill, all in this set. Wertman to serve for the Yankton Gazelles as they have, boy, they have just taken control of this. We really haven't had a close set here yet between the first two sets. Serve off the top of the net. Davis stays with it. Bumped ahead by Bischoff. Here's the tip back to the corner. Smith handles it. Set in the middle. The hit. Nice dig by Hines. Kept alive by Bischoff. Free ball to cross by Davis. Yankton can set it up. Back set. Right side. Through the block. Kill. For number four, Robidoux. Her second kill. And Yankton up nine again at 21-12. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Yankton serving to the corner, Davis. Bischoff with the set and just tipped to the corner and found the open spot was Chloe Carr. Chloe wanted to hit it hard, but the timing just wasn't there. So as much as anything, it was a free ball, but it was a wide open corner, and Chloe gets her first kill. 21-13, Huron back within eight. Knight into the front row for Huron. And stepping back to serve is Allie Davis. Doing a lineup check. Both teams have been using the bench heavily tonight. Serve received back row. Shanked in the back row by Wertman. And that'll be an ace for Davis. And here on within 7, 21-14. If you're going to make a move, it pretty much needs to come now. First ace for Davis, serve, and in struggle, but Wertman gets over to it, cross court. Just going to be a free ball. Hines hustles over to get it, bumped by Bischoff. Left side hit, Knight pops in the middle, right to Smith. Set, and just going to be a bump again by Yankton. Bischoff there, pass ahead. Knight coming off that left side, goes up the middle. Smith with the dig. Set up the middle, the hit goes long. Hitting air dimmer, and Huron within six at 21-15. Huron on a 3-0 run. I think this has been the best run of the set for Huron. Back row, serve, receive, Smith. Here's the set across. Left side hit, blocked back by Carr. Yankton stays, gets it across. Bischoff back sets, right side hit. Pesky block. Nice dig by Smith. They keep it alive. The tip will go to the corner. Hines is there. Bischoff will bump it across. Knight just going to have to free ball with the two hands. set by Llewellyn and free ball back by Yankton. Bischoff the set. Carr with the hit, way out. Looks like we're just pressing a little too much. Hitting air in Yankton. 3 points away from tying the match as they're at 22-15 with the lead. Here on a lot of mistakes in the second set, Yankton has capitalized. Serve back row, serve receive Hines, back set. Here comes Carr again, hits, block back by Yankton. Block kill by Kerner. And Yankton 2 points away at 23-15. Yankton serving with Dimmer. Back row, Davis. Set by Bischoff. Left side hit, Knight. Blocked back. Yankton is blocked very well here in set two. Knight again goes back row. There's the dig by Wertman. Set in the middle, tip. Blocked by Carr. That time, a little finesse shot by Kerner, and Chloe just knocked it back at her. Block kill for Chloe Carr, 23-16, Yankton. Chloe Carr with her second kill. Both have come in this set. She rotates out as Meg Moradeth back in for Huron. Hines serving. Back row, serve, receive. Wertman, right side hit, blocked by Meg Moradeth. Yankton, though, gets it under control. They'll hit again off of Knight, and that'll be a kill for Yankton. And Yankton at set point, 24-16, give the kill to Pearson, her first. Yankton sends in a couple of subs here as they try to close out this second set and tie it at one set apiece. Serve Yankton, back row Davis, shanks it. Meg Moradeth stays with it, and Hines will just free ball. Smith handles it, set up the middle. Big hit, goes way long, but a tip by Huron up the middle on the block. It's a kill for Kerner, and Yankton takes set 2, 25-16. We're tied at one set apiece. We'll take a timeout from Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits through Northern State University. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor clean for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East, or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We move to set three. I'm Jeff Duffy at the Huron Arena. High school volleyball tied at one set apiece. Jency Gergen first serve and delivers an ace. Dropped it right in front of Haley Wertman, and Huron has the early lead here to begin set number three. Last lead Huron had was 2-1 in the second set. This one goes over to the left side, dug out that time by Olson. Left side hit played by Knight, set back to Knight. Her hit blocked at the net. Yankton gets control of it. They'll set up the middle for Dimmer, and that kind of ties up Gergen. Huron stays with it and free ball it across with Davis. Can set it up again. Go off to the left side this time. Cross court. Nice dig by Davis. Set and, oh, off the net. And Huron pass off target. And Huron just has not been crisp since the beginning or the end of the first set. And I think one of the biggest differences really is Yankton has blocked very well. And Huron hasn't been able to get the attacks going like they did in the first set. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth dumps it down the middle. Nice dig by Smith. And then we have a whistle, and I'm not sure what the call was, but it's going to be a point Huron. And Huron up 2-1. I did not see what that call was. DeGeest on to serve for Huron. Again, Huron just got to get momentum. They never really had a good momentum swing in that second set. Smith goes down on serve receive, right side hit, blocked, and Huron has struggled with the blocking tonight, and Yankton ties it at two. Dimmer with the kill again. I have her for three kills. That was off the block again, and again, the difference between set one and set two, in my eyes, was Yankton's blocking as they really took control from that aspect, and there's a service error, goes wide right. Service error by Pearson. Fifth service error of the match on Yankton, and Huron back up 3-2 in set three. Haley Rogers to serve for the Huron Tigers. Best run I think Huron had in that second set. They had a 3-0 run. Serve into the net. We're tied at three. A lot of errors. Huron now with six service errors. Hines back in. At her libero position. Serving is Madeline Smith. Back row. Serve received to Geest. Overpass. Yankton can set it up. Set it to left. Jerry goes with the tip and didn't get it over the net. She had a double block in front of her, and Huron again up 4-3. Maddie Juergens on to serve for Huron. We're in set three, tied at one set apiece. Serve to the corner. Smith shanks it, and Jerry can't catch up to it. An ace for Huron. That was Huron's best weapon, I felt, in the first set. They were serving aggressively, getting aces, and really got yanked and out of sorts in their serve receive. Maddie Juergens gets her second ace of the match. Serve at back row, played at the last second by Pearson. Set to Jerry, her hit, dumps it right in the middle, nobody home. Jade Jerry with four kills. She did not have a kill in the first set. But boy, they've been able to set her up. And again, she's their biggest, between her and Dimmer, those are the two girls they expect to get the majority of the kills. Llewellyn serves, played by Davis. Back set, here's the tip by Carr and blocked at the net by Jerry, I believe. And Yankton has tied it at five. Jade Jerry has five kills now. That's her first one off a block. Llewellyn serving to the corner. DeGeese set for Davis. Her hit to the corner. Oh, just missed. Had the right idea, but it was long. And Yankton, a 3-0 lead to lead 6-5 in set number three. Llewellyn serving. Might have went long, but Huron played it. Here's the tip card to the corner and Yankton in the net. And right away, Jerry pointing to herself saying, yeah, that was me. We're tied at six. Knight in, DeGeest out for Huron, and Davis serving for the Tigers. Papa short serve, Smith comes up to get it, going to be bumped by Llewellyn, hit off the left side, dug out by Huron from Rubidoux. Here's the hit, cross court, Knight, nice dig back row, Yankton. Yankton will just have to free ball it. Carr, Gergen, across to Knight, her hit through the block. Huron back up 7-6. Addie Knight able to connect for her third kill. She has one in each set. 7-6. Huron leads in set three. Tied at one set apiece. Serve to the corner. Jerry handles that one. Back set to her. Right side. Two-hand tip. Davis is there. Set to the left. Here comes Knight again through the block. Smith with the dig. Yankton chasing. Third hit. Jerry will get it across. Good hustle by Pearson. Here's the hit by Knight again. This time shanked by Jerry. Jay Jerry didn't realize she had her libero Smith right behind her. Addie Knight with the kill. Huron up 8-6. 3-0 run by Huron now. Davis serving. Pop it short, too short, into the net. 8-7. Yankton back within one. Second service error this set on Huron. 7 total. Wertman to serve for Yankton. Sails it back row. Shanked by Juergens. That'll be an ace for Yankton. We're tied at 8. Give the ace to Wertman. Trying to see, does that might be the first ace of the night for Yankton. Serve back row. This one handled by Davis. 2 in a row for Wertman, and Yankton back up 9-8. So I don't have Yankton with any other aces till those 2 in a row by Wertman. Off the top of the net, Huron plays it. Here comes Carr, right side, blocked. Dug it out. Set in the middle, and who's going to get it? Finally punched into the net. Gergen put it to the middle of the net, and he had 3 girls look at it. Carr tried to make a play at the last second, and Huron just completely out of sync, and Lean wants a timeout. Yankton up 10-8 in set 3. We're tied at 1 set apiece. Here on Community Campus Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
And for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're back at the Huron Arena, the student section trying to whoop it up and get the girls some momentum. 10-8, Yankton leading as they're on a 3-0 run. Yankton a 3-0 run, Huron a 3-0 run, Yankton another 3-0 run. Serve off the Huron timeout, goes long, service error. Wertman, second service error this set on Yankton. Huron back within one at 10-9. Meg Moradeth into the front row as Carr rotates out. And Hines serving. Serve receive back to the corner. Gutzman hit in the middle from Dimmer. Dug out by Hines. Left side, here's Knight up the middle. Smith is there. Set to the left. The hit, and that goes right by Hines. Gutzman with the kill, her fourth. And Yankton up 11-9. Yankton leading in set 3. Dimmer to serve. She puts it back row to Davis. Set in the middle, Mangmoradeth pops it, and straight up in the air, Dimmer able to stay under it, and Yankton will free ball. Here's Gergen, the bump over and two-hand tip back by Knight. Huron just not getting anything set up. Dimmer, a nice save. Free ball to the corner. Played by Hines. Set. Here comes Knight's big swing. And Yankton in the net. Net error on Yankton. And Huron back within one at 11-10. Gergen to serve for Huron. And Dreyer into the front row. And Huron just has not had that a big run like they did in the first set in either the second or third sets. Set to the left. The hit. Tigers get a block on it. Pass ahead. Dreyer off that right pin. Pops it back row. Yanked it a little indecision. Wellman will get to it. The tip from the middle. Dug out by Gergen. Bumped by Hines. Here's the two-hand tip by Knight. Goes right to Gutzman. Gutzman with the hit. off the corner, blocked back by Dreyer, back set, tip, and blocked again by Knight. And Huron will get the point. We're tied at 11. Couldn't tell if Knight got a block on that or if Rubidoux just hit it off the net. We're tied at 11, though, and Huron a chance to regain the lead with Jenzie Gergen to the corner. Serve received Gutzman from the middle, tip to the corner, played by Davis. Back set, Dreyer with the hit. Up the middle, shanked into the stands. Dreyer gives Huron the lead back at 12-11. Dreyer with four kills. That's her first of this set. Yankton wants a timeout. 12-11, Huron leading in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Huron Community Campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJZ.
Yankton takes a timeout. Each has used one. 12-11. We just had many runs on both sides of the net so far. Gergen serves. Serve received Gutzman. Back set a little off target, but Huron misplays it. It was off target. A good job of Kerner just to get the ball across. Then Huron misplayed it in the back row. Tied at 12. Kerner gets a kill, and really all she was doing is trying to get it across the net, which she did. Elena Nelson will serve for Yankton. Tied at 12 in set three. Back row to Hines. Gergen will back set. Knight with the hit. Block. Nice dig by Smith. Set it over to the left. The hit off of Huron again. Gutzman with the kill, and Yankton back up. 13-12 in set three. Nelson again on the serve for the Gazelles. To the corner off the top of the net, played by Davis, set for Dreyer. Hurry at left side this time. Nice dig, Smith. Overpass and knocked back, but a net call on Huron. Meg Mardeth went up to block the overpass and hit the net. 14-12, Yankton up by two. Nelson serves again. Yankton, they just feel like they have the momentum even if Huron does get run 3 points in a row. Make more death with the hit. Blocked at the net. Yankton's been blocking well. Knight will just two-hand push it to the corner. Smith stays with it. Back set. Right side hit. Going to be dug out by Gergen. Saved by Hines. She'll just put it across. Yankton hustles to get to it. Dig. Hines will send it ahead. Here's Dreyer off that right side. Down the middle. Nobody home. Huron wanted a tip, didn't get it. Hitting Aaron Yankton up 15-12 in set three. Serving again is Elena Nelson. To the corner, there's Davis. Set, here's Meg Mardeth. Jumped too early, the timing was off. And Yankton up 16-12, 5-0 run by Yankton. Biggest run for either team in set three, and Yankton trying to take control. Ziegeldorf will check back in for Huron. Serve receive. Gergen backpedaling, and Knight puts it into the net, and Huron just completely out of sync. 6-0 run by Yankton, and they lead 17-12 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Nelson again serving. Hines on serve receive. Gergen sets. Backline attack Davis. Back row Smith. Here's Yankton attacking from the right side and off of Huron, but a nice save by Hines, but then is sent too long on the third hit. It was shanked by Gergen. Hines hustled it down, but on the third hit, Gergen hit too much on it. It went out and Yankton up 18-12. Serve receive for Hines. set. Backline attack. Knight goes long, and Lean wants a timeout. 8-0 run by Yankton. They're up 19-12 in set three. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the arena, Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update here on Tiger Boys Golf. We're at the Bill Skolten Invitational in Brookings. Jack Bales finished with a 95. Ben Kleinsasser, Emmerich Dedine, each had 99s. Riley Jankard had a 100. That was today in Brookings for Boys Golf. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Off the timeout, Mang Moradeth back in for Huron. Huron needs a spark. 8-0 run by Yankton as they've taken control of set three. Serve, receive, Hines. Set for Dreyer, coming off the left pin this time. Dug out by Smith. Set to the left, the hit. Tigers get a block on it. Dug out. Knight keeps it alive. Going to be hit across by Davis. Yankton attacking again. Off to the left side, their hit back row goes long, and a touch by Huron. And Yankton goes up 20-12. Elena Nelson, she has served this entire run, obviously, by Yankton, and the run ends as she puts it into the net. Serving error by Nelson. Third service error this set of Yankton, and Huron a lot of work to do now, down 20-13. The Geest on to serve for Huron. She had a nice run serving in the first set. Puts it over to the right. Yankton handles it. Back set. Right side, the hit off the block. Hines stays with it. Set up ahead. Davis coming off the left side. Blocked again, and Yankton has just been controlling the net. 21-13. That block kill, I'll credit that to Kerner. And checking in for Huron for the first time is Paige Sharon. Looking for anyone who can provide a spark. Hines, back set, Dreyer off that right pin. Blocked back by Yankton. 22-13, Gazelles. And the block kill goes to Kerner. 22-13, Yankton 3 points away from taking a lead in the match. Sharon with the serve receive. It's going to be a free ball by Dreyer. Yankton goes on the attack. Here's Jerry with the tip, back row right to Hines. Gergen with the quick set up the middle. Smith kept it off the floor. Jerry will hit right side, cross court, and shanked by DeGeese. Good hustle by Sharon to keep it alive, and Huron gets it across. Yankton sets it up again, and the hit goes way long. Paige Sharon, a huge play there, did not give up on it. And Keith gets the point for Huron at 22-14 as Jerry puts it into the back row, the back court. 22-14, Haley Rogers serving. Huron down 8 and hits it, serves it out. Huron just can't build any type of momentum at all. 3 service errors this set on Huron, 8 total on the night. Yankton 23-14, looking to take the lead here in the match. We're tied at 1 set apiece. To the corner, Sharon. Set in the middle, Carr with the hit up the middle. Smith got over to it off the net. Yankton can't make the play. Chloe Carr with the kill, 23-15. Chloe with her third kill. Juergens to serve for Huron. Back row, nice play. Back row by Yankton. Here's Jerry off the right side through the block. And the dig's going to go out of bounds as Hines tried to get to it. Yankton is at set point, 24-15. Six kill for Jerry, three in the second set, three in the third. And Llewellyn will serve at set point for Yankton. Boy, Huron just came out gangbusters in the first set. The second and third set have been a struggle. Serve receive back in the corner. Tipped across by Carr, and Yankton can't come up with it on the second hit. Huron stays alive at 24-16. Chloe Carr with four kills, two in this set. Allie Davis going to check in as Sharon comes off. She gave a couple of nice rotations for Huron. Davis will serve as Rogers into the front row, or excuse me, Knight into the front row for Huron. To the corner, Jerry on serve receive. Llewellyn will set back to Jerry, or hit right side, top of the net, drops it in. And Yankton takes a 2-1 lead as they take set three, 25-16. Here on Community Campus, timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports on Tiger.
Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, we head to set four, and Huron's got to come up with some answers. Huron dominated the first set, but Yankton really took care of business in both sets two and three. We really haven't had a close set. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron takes the first set, 25-15. Yankton the next two, both by scores of 25-16. It's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I mentioned it's jersey night, and I'm very happy to see I saw a pair of Alpena Wildcat basketball jerseys. It has been a while since I've seen an Alpena Wildcat jersey, and I used to see those all the time back in the 90s. So again, here on work to do, just got to get some momentum. You know, Yankton, as we said at the beginning, only two players with varsity experience. A lot of young kids getting their first taste of varsity, and this is the type of team you just don't want to let them get excited and say, you know what, we can do this. And Yankton, boy, they've taken advantage as they have really taken control here outside of set number one. Yankton will serve here to begin set four with Nelson. Serve, receive, Davis. Set in the middle. Magmordeth just tips back row. Yankton can set it up to the left. The tip, oh, I thought that went off the antenna. I guess it didn't. Knight will hit from the back row and get it right to Wertman. Right side hit. Yankton cross court. Wide left. Hitting air Olson. And Huron up 1-0 to open set number four. Huron has got the first point of all four sets. Dreyer into the front row as Juergens comes off for Huron, and serving is Gergen. Shanked by Yankton. Nobody can get control of it. An ace for Gergen. And Huron up 2-0. Gergen has three aces. That's where Huron needs to make their move, is to serve aggressively. Here's a pop short serve. Yankton plays it, goes backwards. Smith sends it ahead. Going to be a free ball by Gutzman. Set across. Here's Knight with the hit up the middle. Too long. Little limbo action there by Smith as it sailed by. 2-1 lead on the hitting error by Huron. Didn't do my stats for the third set either. Yankton serving with Pearson. Serve received Knight. Gergen will set. Meg Mordeth goes with a wide hand tip. Nothing there. Come back to right side. Yankton. Back row Hines. Gergen sets across Knight. Her hit blocked at the net. Tip back by Meg Mordeth. And nobody home. Meg Mordeth gets the tip kill. And Huron up 3-1. Sam Meg Mordeth with her fifth kill. She had three in the first set. Of course, Huron just hasn't had a lot of attacks here that have been successful. In sets two and three, we're in set four. Serve receive, right side, going to be tipped at the net. Nice save by Hines. Back set, Dreyer hits cross court. Shanked, and Yankton can't get control. And Huron opens up a 4-1 lead. Dreyer with five kills. And Huron up 4-1 in set four. Of course, you need this one and another one. De Geest back to the corner. Jerry on serve receive. Bumped ahead. Jerry will go with the tip to the corner. Nobody home. Nothing fancy there. Jerry just seeing the court well. Jade Jerry has seven kills. 4-2 lead here on. Madeline Smith, libero serving for the Yankton Gazelles. Back row, there's Hines. Set in the middle, going to be tipped, blocked back, and Meg Mordeth can't get the handle. Olivia Dimmer will get the block kill. She has blocked well. The entire Yankton team has blocked well. 2 points in a row for Yankton. It's 4-3. Yankton within one in set four. Madeline Smith will serve for Yankton. Serve receive, going down to get it. Davis set in the middle. Meg Mordeth hangs in the air, but a nice dig by Nelson. Jerry hits through the block. We're tied at four. Yankton has been connecting on the blocks. Huron has not. Eight kills for Jade Jerry. She did not register any in the first set. Tied at four. Yankton serving with Smith. Davis plays from the corner. Set back to Allie. Her hit through the block. Nice dig back row by Pearson. Free ball to cross Jerry. Meg Mordeth with the hit. Whips it to the corner. Meg Mordeth gets Huron a one-point lead back at 5-4. Sam with a pair of kills here in set number four. She has six total in the match. Meg Mordeth to serve. I don't think I've seen this yet this year. Meg Mordeth will serve. Back row played by Pearson. Set in the middle. They hit. Blocked. No, into the net. No, blocked by Carr. Okay, I couldn't tell where the ball went. Blocked by Carr here on up 6-4. Chloe Carr with her fifth kill. Meg Mordeth again to serve. Serves it to the corner. Played by Smith. Set in the middle. The hit to the corner. Nice dig by Gergen. Meg Mordeth sets for Dreyer. Punches it through the block. Meg Mordeth. I don't think she gets to set very often either. But Huron goes up 7-4 as Dreyer skied and got the kill. Huron back up 7-4. Meg Mordeth will serve it to the corner. Smith plays it. Set by Nelson. They hit cross court, and that time Jerry buries it between the two back row players. 7-5. Yankton breaks the serve and back within two. Jade Jerry now with nine kills. Three in this set, three out of the 5 points for Yankton. Llewellyn to serve. She'll take over setting duties. Back row, Davis. Here's the set back to Allie. Her hit might have went long, but played in the back row by Pearson. Free ball to cross Jerry. You're on trouble getting in the right direction. Davis will hit and hit it out. 7-6. In the passing, just has not been crisp for the Huron Tigers. And back comes Yankton with Llewellyn serving and a chance to tie. Back row played by DeGeese. Set the left side hit, blocked back. Going to be free ball to the corner. Hines finds nobody home. Hilton Hines read the court. They weren't expecting her just to push it across. She finds the corner for her first kill. 8-6. Huron back up by two. Juergens on to serve and play back row for Huron. Back row that's played by Nelson. Set to the left. Going to be punched across. Played by Davis. Quick set by Gergen. Flanked in the air. Jerry on the third hit to the corner. Too long. Huron builds the lead back to 3-9-6 on the Yankton air. We're in set four. Yankton up 2-1. Obviously, Huron needs this one. Juergens sails it back row. Smith stays with it. Set by Llewellyn. Free ball by Yankton. Set for Carr. Her hit over the Jerry block. And, oh, Yankton was able to keep it off the floor. Now chasing, and it goes off the net. Boy, Yankton did a nice job of the pancake dig, but never got control after they got it back over the net. Yankton going to take a timeout here. 10-6. Huron leading in set four. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or used dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them 605-352-6411. See them at 504 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
10-6 Huron. 10-6 Huron with the lead and a set they need, obviously, down 2-1. Yankton using their first timeout. And Maddie Juergens on the serve. Little knuckleball. Pearson handles it. Back set Jerry coming off the right side. Block, but again, Huron just cannot get the connection on that block. Jerry with another kill. I have her for 10. Scoreboard has her for 11. 10-7. Huron's lead at 3. Now Jerry does rotate out. On to serve for Yankton is Wertman. Yankton still has Dimmer in the front row. Wertman serves, played by Hines. Set by Gergen. Left side hit, and Allie Davis whips it to the corner. Probably the best swing that Allie has had tonight. Davis with her third kill, her first since the second set. Huron back up 4, 11-7. Knight in, DeGeest out for Huron. Knight to rotate through the front row. Davis serving. Davis floats it back row. Yankton gets over to it. They'll hit from the middle tip just over the top of the net. And Huron can't make a play on it. Give the kill to Gutzman. And that was just a case. That's kind of when a serve hits the net and then just rolls over. You can't do anything about it. Same thing there. It caught all of the net but rolled over for Yankton off the top of the net. Davis plays it. Set in the middle. Going to be tipped back by Carr. Yankton can set it up. Up the middle, there, hit, find the corner, kill for Kerner. And Yankton within 11-9. Couple points in a row now for the Gazelles. As Dimmer serves for Yankton. Back row, Juergens gets over to it, bumped ahead. Here comes Knight, she'll two-end tip up the middle. Yankton gets control, back set, right side. Tigers get a block, but nobody can dig it out. Rubidoux with the kill. And Yankton, a 3-0 run to pull within 11-10. Boy, blocking has just been a struggle tonight for Huron, be it getting it through Yankton's blocks or controlling their own blocks. Dimmer serving. Back row, Davis handles it. Gergenback sets. Here comes Carr with the slap back row. Right to Wertman, set. Right side hit. Tigers get a block. And we have a net call on Huron. We're tied at 11. 4-0 run by Yankton. We're tied at 11. Yankton a chance to take the lead here as Dimmer has been serving Yankton right back into it. In set four, Yankton up, 2-1. Serve receive Davis, set. Here's Carr coming off the right side, just the tip. Huron not attacking. Back set, right side at Rubidoux. Dug out by Hines, set for Knight. She'll wind up and hit it off the net. That's a four-hit attack on Huron, and Yankton has rallied for a 12-11 lead. Paige Sharon going to come in for Huron. She made a couple of nice hustle plays back in the third set. She gets a chance here again. Back row, Juergens on serve receive. Set for Sharon, her hit off the antenna. And Yankton up 13-11, a 6-0 run by Yankton to take the lead here in set four. And Dimmer has been serving this entire run for Yankton. Back row played by Juergens, shanks it into the back wall. An ace for Dimmer, 14-11. Huron's going to have to take a timeout. It is an 8-0 run or 7-0 run by Yankton. They lead 14-11. We'll take a timeout here of 30 from Huron Community Campus on Dakota Sports.
Supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feed. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Yankton 14, Huron 11 in set four. Yankton looking for their second win of the season. Still got a ways to go, but they have the momentum right now. Serve, receive, overpass. Yankton gets control. They'll just have to free ball to the corner. Davis back set and doesn't get over the net. Jency Gergen tried the quick set dump and didn't get it over the net. The run continues for Yankton. 15-11, 8-0 run for Yankton. Now Knight in for Sharon as Huron just needs a spark. Dimmer continues to serve. Juergens goes down to get it. Back set for Davis. Her hit blocked at the net. Now pushed across by Juergens. Yankton gets control. Set up the middle. The hit played by Davis. Third hit. Knight will put it into the back row. Dimmer with the dig. Overpass went into the net. Huron finally breaks the Yankton run. It's 15-12 Gazelles. Knight will get the kill. I have her for five. But Huron some work to do again. Down three. Hilton Hines serving. Back to the corner. Serve, receive, Gutzman. Yankton a little trouble at the net, and that'll be an illegal hit on Yankton. Pass was a little off target and off the net. Yankton couldn't decide who should make the play on it. Nobody did. Huron back within two. Hines will try to keep momentum going for Huron. Puts it into the net. That kills momentum. 16-13.
Ryan Foster with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? When your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Little tip kill there for Huron. Punched across. That'll be a kill for Addie Knight. And Huron back within two at 16-14. Jency Gergen serving. back row, kind of shanked. Yankton able to clean it up and get it across. Huron can set it up. Back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit. Drills at that time. The quick set worked. Dreyer came right behind Gergen, read it perfectly. Aurora Dreyer with the kill. She has three in this set, seven total. Huron back within one at 16-15. Back row, serve, receive by Smith, right side. They'll hit through the block, dug out by Dreyer. Here's the set, Gergen. They hit by Knight, cross court, nobody home. And Huron ties it back up at 16. Addie Knight starting to come to life. She has seven kills, three in this set. We're tied at 16. Gergen serving for the lead. Pops a high short one. Yankton gets to it. Set by Nelson. Hit off the left side. Blocked by Meg Moradeth. Gergen will set for Sam. And Huron, a double hit going to be called on Gergen. 17-16. Yankton back up by one here in set four. Jocelyn Pearson will serve for Yankton, and Jerry is back in the front row for Yankton. Got to keep an eye on number 19. Serve back row, Knight. Set for Meg Moradeth. Her hit through the block, shanked by the back row. We're tied at 17. Meg Moradeth with the kill. She's got three in this set, seven total. Tied at 17 in set four. The Geist on to serve and play back row for Huron. And trying to get some momentum back here. Slap it. Serve received by Smith. Set by Nelson. Tip back row. Hines there. Set across for Davis. She'll tip up the middle. Good hustle there by Nelson to get to it. And Yankton will free ball it. Meg Moradeth with the set. And the hit through. Nice set by Gergen. Meg Moradeth gives Huron the lead back at 18-17. Now Yankton wants a timeout. Timeout Yankton, 18-17 Huron in set four. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout. $40 credits, but a 30-second break on Dakota Sports.
And breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
18-17, Huron leads by one. Yankton out of timeouts. Coach Lean still has one in his pocket for the orange and black. And the Geese serving. Back row goes long. We're tied at 18. First service error of this set for Huron. They have nine total. Now Yankton a chance to regain the lead. And Madeline Smith, libero, serving for the Gazelles. Played by Davis. Gergen will set to make Moradeth. Her hit off the top of the net, dug out by Nelson. Here comes Jerry, cross court, and nobody could get to it. It was dug out by Davis, but then DeGeese, trying to react to it, kind of ran into Davis, and Yankton a 19-18 lead. And you know Yankton's going to keep going to Jerry while she's in the front row. Yankton up one and serving with Smith. Back row, it's Hines. Set, here's Meg Moradeth with the tip. Good way to see the court. Meg Moradeth ties it at 19. She just hung in the air and just dumped it to the corner right over the net. Meg Moradeth with five kills in this set, nine total. Now she steps back to serve again. This is something new, just having her serve her rotation. She gets the ace, and Huron goes up 20-19. Meg Moradeth having herself a fourth set, five kills and an ace, and Huron up 20-19. Keep the momentum going. Go back to the corner. Smith gets over to it, set by Nelson. The hit shanked into the stands by Gergen, and we're tied at 20. The race to 25 is on. Give that kill, by the way, to Dimmer. I have her for five kills. That's her first one that didn't come off a block. Llewellyn serving and serves it into the net. Huron regains the lead at 21-20. Service error, Yankton. That is their first service error of this set. Maddie Juergens serving for Huron. Huron up 21-20. Need this one to force a fifth. Serve played back there by Smith. Back set. Here's the tip over the block. Dug out off the net. Went over the net. Dimmer able to keep it alive. Going to be freeballed by Yankton. Juergens can set it up. Here's the punch over by Carr. Pass Jerry. Just like Meg Nordeff before, Carr saw the open spot in the corner at the front of the net. And here on up, 22-20. Carr has six kills. Again, Yankton's out of timeouts. Juergens serving for Huron. To the corner, played by Jerry. Going to be bumped to the left. Rubidoux hits it into the net. And here on 2 points away at 23-20 is Yankton starting to make some mistakes. 23-20. Huron in set four trying to force a fifth set. We have an official's timeout as Jerry trying to clean a little sweat off the floor. Might be a little gamemanship here to give the Yankton Six a bit of a rest. It's like I said, they don't have a timeout left. And Juergens serving with a three-point lead here in set four. Back to the corner, played by Jerry. Set right back to her right side, goes up, drills it, skipped alive, and freeballed across by DeGeese. Yankton scrambling, and Jerry will just freeball it to Juergens. Here's the set. They hit by Carr back row. Smith is there. Set to the left. Jerry that side, and oh, got it on the line. Boy, that looked close to out, but it was right in front of Lean, and he shook his head yes. Jerry with the kill. Huron's lead cut to two at 23-21. Jade Jerry, I have her for six kills in this set alone and 12 total, but she rotates out. Serving for Yankton is Wertman. DeGeese comes up to get it. Set in the middle for Carr. Her hit through the block. Nice dig by Smith. Set and going to be tipped across by Yankton. Here's the slap back by Juergens. Yankton can set it up here from the middle. The hit goes right to Juergens. Yankton under control now. To the left, the tip again. Juergens there. Nobody there. Davis hustled over to get him. Going to be freeballed by Hines. Yankton will set it with Llewellyn. They hit. Tigers get a block, and nobody can control it. And again, controlling that block has been an issue tonight for Huron. Gutzman with the kill, and Yankton within 23-22. Huron's going to burn their final timeout. Trying to go to a fifth Huron. Yankton trying to close it out. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production. Balancing biology with fertility, they offer a full line of organic and conventional products, plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts, hides from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
You're listening to Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
23-22 Huron set four. Yankton up 2-1. Both teams are out of timeouts. Yankton serving to the Huron Tigers. Serve back row handled by Hines. Shanked by Hines. Chased down by Juergens. Third hit freeballed by Davis. Smith, now Yankton can set it up off to the left side, goes way long. Gutzman, a little too much adrenaline there, and Huron's at set point, 24-22. Knight going to check in as DeGeest comes out. And Allie Davis to serve on set point Huron at 24-22. Davis serves, Smith handles it, Llewellyn will set across left. Off the top of the net, Knight stays with it. Bumped ahead, Juergens. Knight will hit just to antip it and can't get it over the net. 24-23 on the air. Yankton within one, still set point for Huron, but Yankton controls the serve. It'll be Olivia Dimmer for the Gazelles. To the corner, played by Davis. Quick set across by Gergen. Yankton gets control. Back set, right side hit. Rubidoux hits it long, and Huron will survive and go to five. Huron wins set four, 25-23. We'll go to set five after this timeout of 2 minutes from Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
In, carry out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza, give them a call, 352-6925.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we go to set five. First one to 15, and you have to win by two. This is basically volleyball overtime. It's 9 o'clock at KIJV AM-FM Huron. JV, sophomore, now varsity, all going the full sets for the match. Still working on the lineup check for Huron. Girls staying loose out there. And what are we doing? Yeah, there's some sort of lineup issue here with the Huron Tigers. They're going to actually have to make a sub in before they do the lineup check. So Huron uses a substitution before we even start the set. And Huron will have the first serve to begin the fifth set. Jensie Gerging waiting for a ball. Okay, there we go. Jensie's been waiting there to serve for a while. So set five, second time Huron's went five sets. They lost to Aberdeen a week and a half ago. Serve by Gergen across. Serve receive Yankton, set to the left. The hit back row, dug out by Hines on a deflection. Free ball to cross Meg Moradeth. Yankton will set. From the middle, the hit. Nice dig by Hines. Davis tries to save it. Third hit. Hines will get it across. Good hustle. Yankton can set it up, though. Quick set across Yankton. Meg Moradeth will set Dreyer off balance and blocked at the net. Yankton stays with it. Hammer into the back row. Knight is there. Back set. Here comes Dreyer again. Pops it way long. Yankton leads 1-0. This is the first time that Yankton has scored first in a set. 1-0 Yankton here to start set five. Serving is Elena Nelson. She'll be the setter as well. Serve receive, back row Knight, pass ahead. over the net, tipped across by Dreyer. Yankton can get control, back set. Right side tip, and that went off the antenna. That'll be a point here on. We're tied at one. You know who that is? Yankton has a number 11 out there, and I don't have an 11 on the roster. I don't. My guess is somebody had to change jerseys for some reason, and I'm not sure who that is. Tied at one. Serving is Hine. Serve receives Smith. Set to the left. The two-hand tip right there to Gergen. Pass ahead. Davis will just free ball it cross court. Yankton sets from the middle. Again, they'll free ball it. Tipped up in the air. Here's the set for Meg Moradeth. She goes to the corner. Nice dig back row by Yankton. They'll hit off the left side and go long. Hitting air, Yankton here on up 2-1. So I'm trying to see who he... I'm trying to see if Dimmer is on the bench or not. Served by the Geese goes into the net. We're tied at 2. Service error on Huron. Huron now with, well, let's see, 10 service errors total. Tied at 2, and serving for Yankton is Gutzman. Serve received Davis. Set for Meg Moradeth. Left-handed tip. Yankton, a good job of getting over to it. And Jerry in the front row, she'll just free ball it. Here's the back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit. Blocked back by Jerry. And Yankton goes up 3-2. And this is where Huron's got to survive Jade Jerry's three rotations in the front row. She has 13 kills. She had none in the first set. Yankton serves. The Geist goes down to get it. Set just going to be a free ball by Hines as Huron can't set it up. Here's the set. Here comes Jerry again. Blocked by Meg Moradeth. Yankton stays with it. Third hit. And they will get it across. Here's the set. The punch across by Meg Moradeth. Jerry saves it. Huron on the attack again. Back set. Here's Dreyer on the way down. Dug out back row Yankton. Here's the tip across. Davis slides to get it. Tipped by Meg Moradeth. Yankton gets control. Here comes Jerry, right side. Eats up Davis. Huron stays with it, and Davis will hit up the middle, played by Smith. Back set, right side. They hit to the corner, and Huron just was slow to react. Kill for number 11. Again, I don't know who that is. And Yankton up 4-2 in set 5. Gracie Gutzman to serve for Yankton. Serve receive Hines. Bumped by Gergen. They hit by Davis off the left side. Smith on the dig. Set. Here's Jerry again. Blocked at the net by Dreyer. Dreyer with the answer for Huron. It's 4-3. Yankton's lead cut to 1. Aurora Dreyer. That's her first block kill of the night. And I have her for 8 kills total. Chloe Carr into the front row for Huron. Meg Moradeth will come out. She had served with some success in the fourth set, but they will take her out and bring Haley Rogers on to serve for Huron, trailing 4-3 in set 5. Rogers sends it back row. Smith, pass ahead by Nelson. They hit by Judy and off of Gergen. That might have went out if Gergen hadn't made the play on it. Instead, another kill for Judy, and Yankton up 5-3. 14 kills for Jerry. I was thinking of Jerry Judy that plays for the Browns. Madeline Smith serving for Yankton up 5-3. They win the first race to the first five. Davis with the serve back row. Yankton digs out. Here comes Jerry again. Just has to go across. Back set. Dreyer wasn't really in position and slaps it out. Gergen and Dreyer were not on the same page there, and Huron wants a timeout. Yankton up 6-3 in set 5. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
And in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron Burns, an early timeout, down 6-3. And Coach Lean always told me when you get to the fifth set, you want to get to 5 first, 10 first, and 15 first. Well, Yankton was the first to 5. Huron has some work to do to try to be the first to 10. Off the timeout, Madeline Smith will serve now for Yankton. Back row, serve receive for DeGeese, set for Davis, left side, top of the net, rolls back and rolls in. It went off the top of the net, and then Dimmer got a hand on it but couldn't control it, so I know 11's not Dimmer. Davis will get the kill. That is her fourth of the night. And Huron back within two at 6-4. Maddie Juergens serving for Huron, sails it back row, played by Gutzman. Set in the middle, tipped across by Dimmer, Huron there. Set up the middle, there's a hit by Carr, blocked at the net by Dimmer. And Yankton back up 3-7-4. Yankton has just blocked so well tonight, and there was another case of it. Dimmer with the block kill. She has 6 kills total. And serving for Yankton, Llewellyn, she'll take over serving duties. Back set, Carr coming right, goes off the block. Nice save by Smith. Kept alive and will be free-balled by Rubidoux. Quick set across by Juergens. Yankton was ready. Bump it. Right side, Rubidoux again. Cross court, and it's out. Good idea by Rubidoux. Break for Huron. It didn't miss by much. 7-5. Yankton's lead at 2. Knight will check into the front row. And Allie Davis will serve for Huron. Davis, back row, serve receive for Smith. Back set, Jerry goes way long. And here I'm back within 7-6. Hitting air by Jay Jerry. There's a little bit too much adrenaline there on that Yankton side there. Here on a chance to tie, Davis serving. Off the top of the net, Jerry, a little trouble. They do get it across or get it back to the middle. But then you had Smith and Gutzman come together, bump into each other, and they couldn't get together on the third hit. Here on a 3-0 run to tie it at 7. Timeout Yankton. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Tied at 7 in set 5. Huron on a 3-0 run. Each team has used one of their two allotted timeouts, and Allie Davis to serve for Huron. Davis, back row, serve, receive. Here's the set by Llewellyn. Jerry just had trouble getting through, and she just has to free ball it. Set across. Here's Knight with the hit through the block. Nice dig by Smith. Set to Judy on the left side and hits it wide right. Jerry with the hitting error, and Huron goes up 8-7. I got to quit calling her Judy. It's Jerry, Jeff. Huron a 4-0 run to lead 8-7. Serve, take something off it. Serve received by Gutzman. Set from the middle, Dimmer. Tigers dig it out. Quick set across by Carr. Yankton right against the net and will be free balled back row to Hines. Juergens sets. The hit by Carr and a net call on Yankton, and Huron up 9-7. A 5-0 run by Huron leading 9-7. And Coach Stacy is going to burn her second and final timeout here. Huron on a run, lead 9-7 in set 5. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Probably the best momentum Huron has had since the first set. It's a 5-0 run. Huron leads 9-7 in set 5. And Allie Davis serving for the Tigers. Back row to Smith. Llewellyn has to chase it down off the net. The pass off the serve receive went a little too deep, and Llewellyn kind of got caught in no man's land there. Tried to play it off the net, ended up hitting it twice. 10-7 Huron. Davis serving. Played by Jerry. Back set to her. She'll hit right side off the top of the net and out. It caught the top of the net. If it had not, it probably would have landed in. Huron up 11-7. And again, Yankton out of timeouts. Davis serving. Shank by Jerry. Yankton can't get up to it. 12-7. Huron 3 points away. An ace for Allie Davis. Her second ace of the night. And Huron now an 8-0 run. 12-7. 3 points away. Davis back row. Smith lets it go and it goes out. The luck ran out finally. That was a lot of serving, though, by Allie Davis. Yankton breaks the serve and within four again at 12-8. Second service error this set on Huron. Yankton gets the serve back, and Haley Wertman will serve. Jerry is now off the floor. Gergen will set. Here's the hit. Carr pops it back row. Wertman there. Llewellyn sets. The hit by Dimmer. Shanked by Davis. And Yankton cuts the gap to three at 12-9. Olivia Dimmer with the kill. I have her for eight total. 12-9. Yankton within three. Served to the corner. Davis from the net. Here's the set. The tip across by Carr. Went backwards with it. Third hit. Overpass here on there. Pass ahead for Knight coming off the left side to the corner. Yankton gets to it. Llewellyn will set to the left. The hit cross court. Nice play by Hines. Overpass, though. Yankton will come at it again. Tip by Dimmer right to Hines. Here's the quick set by Gergen. Yankton sticks a hand out, gets it back across. Set for Knight. Left side down to the corner. Yankton digs it out. Dimmer with the hit to the corner. Hines stays with it. Knight will just tip it into the middle. Yankton can't dig it out. Little campfire shot. I think it was more just a free ball than anything, but it's a kill for Addie Knight and a big one. Eighth kill for Addie, and here on 2 points away at 13-9. And Yankton wiping up their side of the floor. Hilton Hines standing there with the ball at her feet, waiting to get her chance to serve. 13-9, here on leading in set five. Serve back row, played by Gutzman. Here's the set. They hit by Dimmer, blocked back by Meg Moradeth. Yankton attacks Rubidoux right to Hines. Set in the middle. Here's the hit by Meg Moradeth. Yankton keeps it off the floor. Free balls again. Gergen will come out to set it this time. Knight again wraps it. Oh, nice dig in the back row by Workman. And Yankton, Huron gets control. Set for Meg Moradeth. Her hit off the back row player. Meg Moradeth takes us to match point. 14-9. Meg Moradeth came up big in that fourth set. I have her for 11 kills, I think. And match point Huron with Hilton Hines. Goes to the corner to Wertman. Set off to the left. The hit. Hines has a kind of eater up. Nice save by Knight, but Meg Moradeth can't get it across. And Yankton stays alive at 14-10. It's match point two for Huron. And serving will be Dimmer. So now Yankton has Dimmer serving. And Jerry's on the bench, and the serve goes into the net. Huron survives in five. Service error by Yankton, and Huron pulls it out. The final, Huron wins 25-15, 16-25, 16-25, 25-23, 15-10. Huron improves to 4-4 on the season. Yankton drops to 1-10. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next. We'll take this 2-minute timeout from Huron Community Campus. Huron Community Campus is the home of $40 credit hours. Get your college education started off and get those generals out of the way. They offer courses through Northern State University. 2-minute timeout. Post game is next on Dakota Sports.
For convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adam's Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adam's Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adam's Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tire Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at OP? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, it wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but Huron made plays when they needed to. Down 7-4 in set five. They rallied an 8-0 run, I believe it was, and then just made the plays they needed to and came up with the win here tonight in five. Huron evens out their record at 4-4 on the season. Yankton drops to 1-10 on the season for this young Yankton team. Boy, that's got to be a tough one for them, but they also showed, you know what, when we put things together, we can make some plays, and that's certainly what happened tonight, but here unable to survive it on their home court. Now we're getting set for coronation. We'll talk to Coach Lean. We'll also choose our player of the game, brought to you by Sun Gold Sports in Center Plaza, downtown Huron. Just doing some quick math here before we get to the stats here. Okay. Yankton, as I said, is now 1-10 on the season. For Yankton, one kill for Jocelyn Pearson. Cheyenne Robidoux had three kills, seven for Olivia Dimmer. She had an ace as well, eight kills for Haley Wertman, eight kills for Gracie Gutzman, and two aces for Haley Wertman, seven kills for Isabella Kerner, and then 14 kills for Jade Jerry. For Huron, now 4-4 on the season. Reagan Bischoff had an ace. Jency Gergen, four kills, two aces. Sam Magmore, death, 10 kills and an ace, 6 kills for Chloe Carr, 1 kill, 2 aces for Hilton Hines, 2 aces for Maddie Juergens, 8 kills for Aurora Dreyer, Addie Knight at 8, 3 kills, 2 aces, Allie Davis, 2 aces, Hallie Rogers, 1 kill, 2 aces for Kirsten DeGeest, and the Tigers do pull it out in 5, getting the floor set up for coronation. We'll see if Coach Lean's coming up to talk a little bit about this one. We'll stay on for the crowning of the King and Queen for homecoming this year as well. Right now, though, it's a 2-minute timeout as we continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. 2-minute timeout brought to you by Huron Community Campus on Dakota Sports.
Jay Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
And once again, we're back here in the press box at the Huron Arena. I'm Jeff Duffy, and we're joined by Huron Tiger coach Josh Lean as we get to our post game here. And coach, a work of art it was not, but when we needed to make plays and set 4 and 5 to keep it going, we did. And that's the end of the game. It's a W, and 3, 4, 5 sets, it doesn't matter now.
Yeah, well, sometimes you want it to be easy, and then you don't give yourself a chance for it to be easy, right? So, maybe some false confidence after set one. We really served them out of the gym in set one. Went ahead and switched our offense in set two to give ourselves a chance to try something that may develop as the season goes on. Brought in a second setter, a second right side hitter. Did the 6-2 offense instead of the one setter. Feels like our matchups against some of the bigger schools might favor us if we can learn how to do that. And turns out that ended up being more of a train wreck than an actual volleyball match. And so to no individual fault, really, it just I took what rhythm we had and just kind of got rid of it in that moment. And so we really got to work on figuring out how to play through those minutes, because there's going to be times that we use that more and more in the future when we believe it's going to help us win. And we'll do that, but nice to see us find ourselves at the end of set three, somewhere in the middle of set four. I said, well, we found ourselves in a fist fight today. I'm not sure we really wanted to be in one, but here we are. Let's see if we can't drag them into the back alley and figure out how to pull off the W. And I was really proud of our kids for digging in when, you know, this is why you play the game, because the stat sheets and all of the scouting reports said, we should be able to pull this one off. But we did, but it was much harder. We made it a little harder on ourselves than we would have liked to.
You know, in set four, Sam Magmoradeth, in my eyes, just kind of carried us there. I think she ended up with five kills, and she also had an ace. You don't send her back there to the serving line often. I think she had a dig back there, too.
I think she did, too. You know, we were really flirting with running out of subs in the middle of that whole mess. Substitutions, right? Because, you know, that's not a free-for-all in volleyball. There's only so many you can use every set. And we were really running out. Created a situation where we were using a lot of them, kids going in and out. And so Sam, you know, had to stay in, give us that serve. And she provided a little bit of a spark. Not something I'll admit out loud I would have expected, but she really took advantage of the moment she got. It's probably her dream for me to let her do that once in a while. Maybe she earned an opportunity to do it a little bit more often. But I was really proud of Sam because reality is her and I talked in the middle of set two and the middle of set three about being disciplined. She got called in the net on a couple points that I felt like we were going to win anyway. And she was just being undisciplined in my eyes. And her and I chatted through that. We pulled her off for a minute to kind of coach her that kind of mental mistake in the middle of a match has got to really, you know, we got to minimize those if we want to win. Our room for error is not that big. And so Sam really got back out on the court and really worked her tail off and created it. She was open. She left herself open in the fourth set, rattled off about four or five kills in a row, and really provided the spark that probably, you know, took us into set five.
And then set five, the spark came from Allie Davis. We're down 7-4. Yankton has the momentum. She gets up to that service and 8 points in a row, and that pretty much, you know, put us where just minimize the mistakes. We're going to get the 15 because all of a sudden they were trailing by five instead of leading by three. And, you know, Allie's been, you know, been a little up and down on her serving, and the biggest thing with that is get it across. She was, and sometimes we made plays when they returned it. Sometimes she forced them into errors. But, you know, that's a big-time serving in a critical situation.
It is. Allie is kind of, you know, really hot or cold, right, on that service line. So I thought she picked a good time to be hot. And at the end of the day, if I could figure out how to play the kids that are going to be on every night, my lineup would be easy. But, you know, in our line of work, we got to figure out who's going to play hard, who's going to minimize those errors. I thought Allie did a great job. Early in the match, she was probably making an error for every point she scored, and late in the match, she really kind of turned that around, certainly in set four and five, where she was back on the plus side of the kill-to-error ratio. So appreciate her mental toughness to be able to come through that. When Allie plays hard, we play hard. And I'll tell you, whether it's serving, she's our second-best serve receiver statistically behind Hilton. And so we just have to have her on the floor. And the more times she touches the ball, the better chance we have to be successful. So I pulled her off a couple times. Get yourself put together. Get your mental light back to green so you're ready to go. And hopefully, you know, obviously tonight it worked out. Hopefully she can stay green through matches for the rest of the week and even into next week because we got some big ones coming up.
So, Sam Magmoradeth, it was between coin flip between her and Ellie. We'll go with Sam Magmoradeth for the Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game. Now, a couple of days off, you know, these five setters are tough to recover from. At least you got 2 days off instead of a Tuesday-Thursday thing. But Harrisburg, defending champs, they're number one. It's going to be an accomplishment for anybody that takes a set off them.
Yeah.
They got a Division I player that's not even ready to graduate yet.
Yep.
They got the full package there.
You know, and they just rolled Western Christian out of Iowa, who's probably on target to win another state championship in their state. And they just rolled 3-0 against them. So, you know, they're a good team. It's going to take a lot to beat them. But we do talk about in our gym, and tonight wasn't the world's best display. But when talent's not enough, you got to find something else that's going to matter. And hopefully we continue to impress on the kids that their work ethic, their effort level makes a difference. And that, I would argue, in set four and in set five, we went to the dig or die mentality, right? That you're not going to let anything hit the floor without being touched. Got to get at least one touch. And I thought our girls did a good job. You know, I don't often talk about Maddie Juergens. She stepped up, made some that pancake in the middle of set four or the end beginning of set five that kept the ball alive that we ended up scoring on. Those 2-point swings are huge, certainly when they can go our way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was really proud of our kids for just digging in and really going to get the ball before it hit the floor, and that gave us the opportunity to win. Now, again, we didn't want to be in a fist fight tonight, but we ended up in one, and I'm just pretty pleased that we were able to come out with a win. We survived it at homecoming week. Now we've got 2 days, a tough trip down to Harrisburg, and then we'll enjoy Friday in the parade. So we got one. We got the one we needed for sure. Now we got to work to the next one.
Josh Lean, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. It wasn't easy, but it was a W as Huron wins in five, winning the final two sets to pick up the win here this evening. Still waiting on coronation. They got the setup, but Aurora Dreyer, among others, has to get ready to walk out there, and some other kids too. So, but we'll hang on here on the air, get the coronation announcement as well, and get set to go here for homecoming week. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes as we continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports.
NFL team, a trip to the moon, all have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that costs $1 billion, respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the Huron Arena, we're going to send it down to the arena floor for the coronation ceremony.
Audience, please hold your applause until all athletes and teams have been listed. The 2024 football team, coached by Drew Strand, Colton McNeil, Mason Jurgens, Zachary Hansen, Anderson Porish, Blake Elwine, Landon Holz, Ty Kleinsaucer, Sean Messymore, Oakley Anderson, Riley Winiger, Colby Holfer, Gunnar Harris, Jonathan Peterson, Jeremy Holfer, Aaron Lucio Garcia, Tyce Huber, Dawson Jones, Sepo, Diego Colon, Cooper Bischoff, Dakota Fake, Charlie Martin, John Tu, Nolan Staley, Oliver Stanfield, Marcus Anderson, Jameer Carter, Dominic Proya, Rashawn Whip, Jackson Bismana, Elliot Hartman, Bryson North, Daniel Garcia Tovar, Jackson Greenfield, Corden Caudill, Reagan Dirksen, Alan Mejia Garcia, Lucas Shaparo, Caden Adams, Chase Schuhart, Logan Leindecker, James Schultz, Leon Waldner, Zachary Shear, Bryson Pimentel, and Michael Larson.
The 2024 volleyball team, coached by Josh Leon, Madeline Grace, Reagan Bischoff, Ashlyn Grace, Jency Gorgon, Samantha Mangadorth, Chloe Carr, Alexis Zegeldorf, Halton Hines, Paige Sharon, Camden Fuchs, Kyla Pesky, Madison Jurgens, Aurora Drever, Addison Knight, Allie Davis, Haley Rogers, Kristen DeGeest, and Taryn Cass.
The 2024 cross-country team, coached by Angie Thomas. Hannah Schoenfelder, Josie Vlieger, Nora Pester, Lily Meyer, Reva McGaw, Lily Swanson, TJ Lean, Angelo Medina, Alec Pester, Tegan Lean, Joshua Olivo, Sebastian Olivo, Emerson Sarvis, James Weir, Colt Fenske, Henry Cruz, and Max Radke.
The 2024 boys golf team, coached by Kyle Johnson. Jack Bales, Emmerich DeDane, Connor Dragged, David Emmert, Judson Goglin, Baden Hickey, Riley Jankard, Ben Kleinsaucer, Matthew Olson, Sam Radke, Caleb Rashad, Jonah Tillman, and Remington Whiff.
The 2024 girls tennis team, coached by Rachel Carey. Anne Claire Rubish, Sag Lay, Anne Hoke, Paul Claire Moo, Madeline Kleinsaucer, and Idella Meyer. The 2024 cheer and dance teams, coached by Whitney Reimer, Riley Alves, A.A. Young, Tatiana Carpers, Tierra Krishman, Cadence Cronin, Emma DeYoung, Alira Curlin, Lily Lowe, Ada Pa, Jillian Reno, Audrina Wiggins, and Maria Wilson. The 2024 sideline football cheerleaders, coached by Whitney Easton, Riley Elves, A.A. Young, Tatiana Carpers, Emma DeYoung, Mackenzie Hirschman, Ada Pa, Jillian Reno, Cameron Ruth Steyer, Bell Toldrio, Audrina Wiggins, and Maria Wilson.
The 2024 boys soccer team, coached by Leah Branagh, Micah Larson, Ajabe Nguyen, Lam Wee Thaw, Matthew Thin, Juan Arivalo Morotayo, Mr. Min, Emerson Lopez Ramos, Ronaldo Pineda, Marvin Paris, Yo-Yo, Keitong Ga, Manor Tu, Parase, Ong Min, Daklo Tu, Klee Tu, Tae So, Johnson Min, Taha Sa, Gavino Lopez Lopez, T Sa Tu, and Christopher Da.
The 2024 girls soccer team, coached by Teresa Peterson, Hai Kei Pa, Pa Wa, Allison Trujillo Cordova, Kapa Yu Pa, Aleska Oyola Rodriguez, Day Lu Pa, Kimberly Dewan, Sir Dase, Sir Tini the Blayway, Nadia So, Cadence Kogel, Snowa, Paki, Keeler Pa, Na Pa Tha Le Tu, Mubi Se, Yaslin Yanis, Mi Ai Chan, Bala E, Yazieli Sotomayor Ramos, Win Ni, Eke Lu Pa, Aracel Orozoko, Costanda, Wei Wei Lin.
The 2024 Special Olympians, coached by Amanda Katzenberger, Benton Brown, Landon Marshall, Haley Wolf, Mackenzie Aderman, Caleb Waldner, Braden Schlater, Alan McCorder, Israel Salgado, Aya Doe, Olivia Munz, and helped by Briley Hickey and Lexi Stevens.
We'd also like to introduce the 2024 HHS Marching Band, led by James Stukrath. Rosa Alvarado, Riley Alves, Cash Barabo, Avery Beals, Madeline Bach, Benjamin Cardona, Mi Chan, Enrique Leo Lopez, Avelia Colon Rathjen, Chase Koss, Jalen Darling, Tayson Deal,
Cheyenne Dreyer, David Emmert, Jose Escobar, Isabella Fetchner, Kira Gabriel, Devin Garrett, Judson Goglin, Jose Guellen, Maritza Hernandez Colchado, Baden Hickey, Tyler Hone, Jerica Kinney, Serti Lerpue, Brianna Marin Gonzalez, Stefan Martins, Alexander Martin Lopez, and Andriana Medina, Idella Meyer, Ariana Ministro Guertas, Dulce Ministro Guertas, Stop Mu, Devin Nedved, Joshua Olivo, Hi Pa, Maxwell Radke, Melinda Ramos Martin, Emerson Sarvis, Corgan Schock, Leo Schumacher, Elowin Schutt, S.O., Caden Steinhoff, Cole Steinhoff, A. Kata, Allison Trujillo Cordova, Camilla Von I, Snowball, Emma Allers, Veronica Arevil Flores, Green Top Ba, Jonah Beck, Charles Bragg, Brianna Cronin, Tyler Cronin, Ariana DeVries, Kenna Dixon, Connor Dragged, Aurora Dreyer, Kimberly Dubon, Jason Duenas Lemus, Galilea Garcia, Jose Garcia, Logan Garrett, Riley Hickey, Connor Holford, Jaslyn Horn, Madeline Kleinsaucer, Carly Knipling, Taylor Lean, Tegan Lean, Charlie Marin Gonzalez, and Angelo Medina, Nir Na, Ethan Nemers, Sebastian Olivo, Davis Osier, Alec Pester, Tegan Peterson, Joshua Preston, Brian Patak, Josie Patak, Samuel Radke, Dylan Rindel, Nahomi Reyes Moncada, Haley Schoenfelder, Hannah Schoenfelder, Brandon Serrano, Blue Lashi, Carrie Soto Torres, Yazieli, Soto Mayor Ramos, Reese Steffens, Griffin Storm, Henry Van Cheryl, Kira Wallenstein, James Wheeler, Molly Whitney, Yoslin Yanes. Tiger fans, we would like to introduce our 2024 homecoming royalty and take a moment to meet the couples from this year's court, Emma DeYoung and Michael Larson. Emma is a 17-year-old daughter of Gary and Mandy DeYoung. Emma participates in competitive cheer and dance, football sideline cheer, track and field, and core kinetics dance. She is a member of Student Council, FBLA, FCA, National Honor Society, and is on the yearbook staff. Emma is a member of the American Lutheran Church, and in the community, she helps with the backpack program. Emma's post-high plans are undecided. Michael Larson is the 18-year-old son of Mark and Trisha Larson. Michael participates in football, soccer, hockey, and track and field. He is a member of Student Council, National Honor Society, and Educators Rising. In the community, Micah is a member of American Lutheran Church, and he has volunteered for the Center of Independence, Meals on Wheels, and the Learn to Skate program. After graduation, Micah plans to attend Black Hills State University to pursue a degree in elementary education. Emma DeYoung and Michael Larson.
Aurora Dreyer and TJ Lean. Aurora is a 17-year-old daughter of Jamie and Rachel Dreyer. She is a senior class vice president, and she participates in volleyball, core kinetics, dance, band, choir, and orchestra. She is a member of National Honor Society, FCA, HYLC, Key Club, Pep Club, Quiz Bowl, Educators Rising, and she's on the newspaper staff. In the community, Aurora serves as a student representative on the United Way Board and the Sleep in Heavenly Peace Board. And she helps with Meals on the Wheels, the backpack program, and is a library mentor. Aurora is also very active in the youth group of Huron Christian Church. After graduating, Aurora's post-high plans are undecided. TJ Lean is the 18-year-old son of Josh and Crystal Lean. TJ participates in marching band, choir, cross-country, wrestling, and track. He is a member of Pep Club, Key Club, Quiz Bowl, FCA, National Honor Society, and HYLC. TJ volunteers his time as an accompanist for choir, working with his youth group at Huron Christian Church, and helping set up and referee youth wrestling tournaments. After graduation, TJ plans to attend Northern State University, majoring in either data analysis or actuarial science, eventually working as an actuary.
Aurora Dreyer and TJ Lean.
Allison James and Colby Hofer. Allison is the 17-year-old daughter of Sam and Karen James. She participates in basketball, track and field, softball, and co-ed softball. She is senior class president, having served in that role for 4 years. She serves as social media manager of HOSA, is co-president of Pep Club, is president of FBLA, and is an editor of the yearbook staff. She is also a member of Concert Choir, Madrigals, and National Honor Society. In the community, she volunteers with the Backpack Program, and she attends Holy Trinity Catholic Church, where she is involved with the youth group. Allison's post-high plans are to attend South Dakota State University, majoring in biology, eventually becoming a physical therapist. Colby Hofer is a 17-year-old son of Ken and Jody Hofer. He participates in football, basketball, track, baseball, and co-ed softball. He serves as student council secretary and is a member of FFA, Pep Club, FCA, Concert Choir, National Honor Society, and he is on the newspaper staff. In the community, Colby helps with Day of Caring and the Backpack Program. He attends Mount Olivet Church, where he is part of the youth group. He plans to play football in college, majoring in ag business and finance. Allison James and Colby Hofer.
Luke Cooler and Connor Hofer. Will is the 17-year-old daughter of Yoshi Ya and Lasse. She participates in orchestra, chamber orchestra, concert choir, marching band, and tennis. She is a member of the HHS Quartet, as well as a member of National Honor Society and Key Club. In the community, Blue attends Sukiya Karen Baptist Church, where she is involved with the youth group, as well as serving as a piano accompanist. After graduation, Blue plans to attend the University of South Dakota with a focus on music studies. Connor Hofer is the son of Troy Hofer and Michelle Drury. He participates in band, jazz band, and choir. He is a member of National Honor Society, Key Club, HYLC, Pep Club, FCA, Educators Rising, the Drama Club, and he is on the newspaper staff. In the community, Connor serves as a student representative on the Norby Board and the Huron Community Foundation Board. He is a member of Hope Lutheran Church, and he is active in the Ignite Youth Group at Huron Christian Church. Connor's post-high school plans are undecided. Luke Cooler and Connor Hofer.
Ann Claire Rubish and Moses Gross. A 17-year-old daughter of Jason and Sarah Rubish. She is president of student council, president of HYLC, and president of Key Club. She has been a varsity tennis player for 6 years and is in core kinetic stance. She participates in concert choir, madrigals, orchestra, and is a 2-time all-state choir member. She is a member of National Honor Society Book Club, and she is an editor for the newspaper. She serves as a student representative on the United Way Board and volunteers with the Backpack Program, Day of Caring, the Sleep in Heavenly Peace Program, and Meals on Wheels. She attends Grace Episcopal Church, where she is a member of the youth group and serves as an acolyte. After graduation, Anklers plans to attend university and major in history. Moses Gross is the 18-year-old son of Tom and Shannon Gross. Moses is a 2-time state champion wrestler. He also participates in FBLA and is a member of the newspaper staff. In the community, Moses helps set up and referee youth wrestling tournaments. Moses attends Mount Olivet Church and is a member of the youth group. Moses' post-high plans are undecided. Ann Claire Rubish and Moses Gross.
At this time, we would like to ask 2023 Queen Deja Claggett to come say a few words.
Someone give me a light.
Thank you for inviting us back to be part of your homecoming tradition this evening. Congratulations to the volleyball team tonight. I'd like to wish good luck to the cheer and dance team as they host their only home competition tomorrow starting at 5. Good luck Thursday to the volleyball team as they travel to Harrisburg, Friday to boys golf as they travel to Mitchell, and on Saturday, good luck to the girls tennis team playing a triangular in Aberdeen, to the boys and girls soccer teams playing against Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, and to the cross-country teams hosting an invite at Broadland Creek. Finally, we'd like to wish the football team good luck Friday night as they take on the Sturgis Scoopers at Tiger Stadium. Let's ring that bell, boys!
Is that it?
Ladies and gentlemen, as Deja heads back to her seat, the lights will completely darken. When the lights come back on, you will meet your 2024 Huron High School homecoming king and queen.
Tiger fans, this year's homecoming king and queen are Blue Cooler and Connor Hover. We now invite the King, Connor Hofer, and Queen Blue Cooler to come to the microphone.
Can I say it again?
Yeah, say it again.
We now invite the King, Connor Hofer, and Queen Blue Cooler to come to the microphone. We now invite the King, Connor Hofer, and Blue Cooler to come to the microphone.
Connor and Blue! Here! Connor! Connor, why don't you
I would like to thank the student body for the honor of serving as King for Huron High School's 2024 homecoming.
And I'd like to thank you all as well for the honor of serving as queen. Now, everyone, please stand and join us in singing the school song.
Well, there we go. The king and queen have been honored, and it's been a long night here at the arena. Still a lot of homecoming week to go, so looking forward to the rest of the activities. Here on Tiger volleyball picks up the win tonight. Our king and queen have been crowned. We're going to wrap it up here from the arena. I'm Jeff Duffy. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
The Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by...
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan Singer Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Brian Davidson, State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The South Dakota Attorney General Office. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Gary Zell Auto Glass. Glass and windshield repair and replacement. Sun Gold Sports. Center Plaza, downtown Huron. Huron Eye Clinic, serving all your eye care needs. And Olympic Motors, sales and service in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way. Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson. Dakota Land Feeds, providing animal feed directly.